have some question, but you need, just for me to find. First of all, I have been very surprised to see your object in this kind of
setting.
Of setting.
Yes.
Because this is not video, this is not no screen, and I want to. What's your feelings to be there in front of all the audio video games?
Oh, I love it. I think it's the best for a couple reasons. Also, you know, first off, like, I really like to play video games, and I love Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And for me, the crazy part is like Mario Kart come to life, you know?
Okay.
And I feel that the same people who they like to, you know, play video games, they're going to also love to play up with the crazy cart. It's,
okay.
It's the same concept. A lot of fun and, you know, unbelievable feeling.
How do you have this idea to create this subject?
Originally, my friend my friend come up with the very first one, and we're working on trying to, you know, we work at Razer, and we try to make new versions of old big hit toys. So we were working on a bumper car, and we look at the bumper car, and you tell me if you need me to slow down or
a bumper car.
Bumper car is.
If you can write down some words there.
Yeah. Started with a bumper car, and bumper car is like a vehicle that they use at here, I'll show you. It's like a usually they drive it, and it has a wire that goes up to the top.
Okay,
and,
I see.
And they like they hit each other. You know, it's for hit. You know, at a carnival, the cars they crash into each other.
Okay.
And so we're working on making a new bumper car, and we think, what's fun about the bumper car?
Okay.
Well, two things. One is hitting your friends.
Absolutely.
But we don't want to have children hitting each other. And then the two is the way that it drives. You know, it had a front drive wheel and two fixed wheel, and you could pin the back of the car and just rotate. You know, if this is the front, you can just rotate like. It drives very strange, unlike any other car. You just drive in a circle.
Okay.
And so we think, how can we make that better? And my friend, Tom, his name's Tom Schubeck. And here, I write it down for you. Tom Schubeck. He come up with this idea of putting caster wheels in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that he had it, it was two fixed wheels and two caster wheel. And when you pull the bar, it just goes from completely fixed to completely crazy.
Okay.
You know? And so... I like the idea a lot, and I worked on it for 10 years, and I redesigned it so that you can use a drift bar to control the drift, which is what happens now.
10 years? So it takes 10 years to finalize?
10 years.
Wow, it's really
long. The original idea comes out 2004.
Okay.
And then they say, you know, we show it to the boss at Razer, and they say, no, it's too complicated, and it's too expensive, and it's too new, and it was very complicated originally. And then 2007... I go to school at UCLA.
Okay.
I write it down for you, UCLA, Anderson. And it's a business school. And there I decide, I want to work on it as my project, my thesis project for a master's degree. And so I work for 3 years on the concept, and I redesigned the drift bar.
Okay.
And I redesigned the drift bar. I made a new prototype. I went and got a patent on the concept. You know, a provisional patent to protect it, and wrote a business plan, and you know, pitching it and everything. So then in 2009, I come back out and I go back to Razer.
Okay.
But Razer still, they don't do anything. they still sit on the idea until 2013.
Yeah.
In 2013, we finally launch it.
Wow. So you need to be very motivated.
Very much what?
Yeah, you need to believe in.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, I put my whole life savings into it. You know, to pay for the prototype, to pay for all the patent, to pay for the guys that helped me weld it, everything. You know, I invest everything that I have in it because I really believe in the idea.
Okay.
You know, but for me, I'm not guessing. Like I know, like, you know, if you're a chef and you taste the food, it's delicious, you know, then nobody can tell you no.
Well,
you know that there's no food as delicious as this. And for me, like, my job is to play with toys and know what's fun and what's not fun, you know. And when I sit in the crazy cart, instantly I fell in love. You know, the feeling of going sideways and spinning is just. It's unlike anything else, and so I was sure from the beginning that it's going to be a big, you know, toy.
Impressive.
Thank you.
In the future, you will create a new model for adults.
Yes.
What will be the price? platform?
It depends. We're working on it right now, and I'm trying to build a lot of value into it. So I can actually show you it.
Yeah.
This is the adult version.
Ah, okay.
And you can see the seat is much bigger, the frame is much bigger, the drift bar is leveraged so that the adult doesn't have to pull up their whole weight.
Okay.
You know, they pull back, and because it's angled, they pull only a portion of their weight. Much more powerful motor, easy change battery.
Okay.
So it's going to be more expensive for sure, but also the value is a lot higher. Mm-hmm. It includes a quick change battery system,
okay.
So the adult doesn't have to wait, you know, for the battery to charge.
Okay.
They can charge the battery while they ride, and then when you're ready, you just lift the seat and unclip one clip, put the new battery in, clip, and you go. It's faster than putting the fuel in your car.
Okay. Do you believe that each country will react in the same way than the US? For example, US male, European, you don't know, and Asian people.
Right.
How do you see the world?
I think personally that the first countries that are going to love it are the countries that love cars.
Okay.
You know, if they have a passion for automobiles, especially for drifting, then yeah, those are the people that are going to love it, no matter where they live.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I think everybody can love it, because human is human. It doesn't matter what country you live in or, you know, what state you live in. To me, children, they love to have fun. Humans, they love to laugh and smile. And there's nobody I have ever seen that gets in a crazy car, mm-hmm. and pulls the drift bar and doesn't smile, you know? So I believe that we're selling fun. So yeah, I think everybody all over the world can have fun with it.
Okay. How do you like France? How do you feel the French people?
Oh, I love France. I love France. One of my favorite countries. You know, I've been coming to France for the scooter.
Okay.
You know, scootering is very big in France, the core scooter community. So I've been to Nantes, to Lille, to all over, to Paris. I love France. And the things I love the most are the people and the food.
Okay. Do you think that you will show your car in other exhibition, other show?
Auto show?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to, the biggest auto show in America is called SEMA.
Okay.
And we're going to be there this year demonstrating it. And then also, last month, I go, you know, Henry Ford.
Okay.
They have I go to Detroit to the Henry Ford Museum.
Okay.
They have something called Maker Faire. And it's Maker Faire is a convention for inventors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went there with Solid Edge. It's a division of Siemens. You've heard of Siemens?
Yeah.
So Siemens takes me out there with the crazy cart, and we demonstrate it. And the Henry Ford Automobile Museum,
mm-hmm.
they ask if we donate a crazy cart prototype for display.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is very important.
Well, for me, it's an honor. But also, I think, you know, what the crazy cart does is it allows children, young children, to find that love of cars that a lot of kids are losing now, you know?
Okay.
So I think it's a great fit.
Okay. So if people want to buy your car, do you will sell in supermarket, or do you think that there will be, how do you say that, stand proprietary will buy a lot of car and say build up a kind of stand dedicated to car?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be in a grocery store or, you know, in a market, because it's so expensive,
yeah,
you know. But I think that it's going to be in specialty retailer, and the automotive place would have it. Maybe places where they sell video games and games and toys for adult, you know. And I think that, you know, wherever it is, even if it's in a specialty store,
okay.
the people that have a passion for it, they're going to find it.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So that's why I do all my marketing online. You know, because I do all of my everything on video, I do online, because, you know, if I put it on television in the United States, nobody in France hears about it. Nobody anywhere else in Europe, in Asia, anywhere hears about it. But if I put it on the internet and it's really good, the people, they share with each other, you know, and I find the internet is the place where the countries and the governments, they can't block. If I want to talk to you on the internet, you know, if I want to tell you a story or share something, you know, with you, then it's free flow of information. So that's why I made all the videos online, videos instead of television, or, you know, pay to put it somewhere. I really believe that when people see it, they're going to recognize that, like, this is a very fun item, and they share with each other.
So you will dedicate the car for young people?
Not just young people, anybody who wants to have fun. And we have three different cart coming out.
Okay.
The one that you see right now is the medium size one.
Okay.
And then we have an adult crazy cart coming out, and we just make one for little kids, very simple, you know, the you know, give a little kid drifting experience, and it starts off 3 years old.
That's okay.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.